In the state where he grew up, Michigan, Mitt Romney today delivers what his campaign is billing as a major address on health care. It's an issue that's dogged Romney this year as he weighs whether to run for president in 2012, as most Republicans oppose President Obama's universal health care coverage law. Because Romney pushed for Massachusetts to become the first state with universal coverage, he's having to defend his record. But as WBUR's Fred Tice reports, Romney's defense is going over well with one key group, voters in the first presidential primary state, New Hampshire.
Wherever he goes, at this Tea Party Economic Forum in Manchester, New Hampshire, for instance, Romney gets asked this question.
Governor, given the benefit of hindsight, would you still sign the health care bill that you signed into law when you were governor of Massachusetts?
I was hoping I'd get that question. Good.
And
good.
Share your reasoning with us
good.
If you would.
Thank you. Thank you. It's about time. Let me tell you, in my state, like in most states, there are a lot of problems in health care. You got people who, if they change jobs, lose insurance and can't get reinsured. You got people who have pre-existing conditions that can't get insurance. You have something else you are concerned about, people that don't have insurance at all?
What Romney's been saying in New Hampshire so far has foreshadowed what he will say today, that in Massachusetts, people would show up at emergency rooms without insurance.
And guess who they expect to pay? You, the taxpayers. In my state, we were spending hundreds of millions of dollars giving out free care to people who could have afforded to take care of themselves. And so I went to work to try and solve a problem. And it may not be perfect. By the way, it is not perfect. Some parts of that experiment worked. Some parts didn't. Some things I'd change. One thing I'd never do, by the way, would be to impose a one-size-fits-all plan like Obamacare on the nation. That's simply wrong and unconstitutional. And it won't work.
Romney is promising that if he's elected president, he would work to repeal the national health care law. And on his first day in office, he'd give every state a waiver to the law. That means each state could devise its own plan to cover everyone. Romney's message is going over well with New Hampshire voters. In the latest Suffolk University poll, he has a 25-point lead among likely voters in the New Hampshire Republican primary. David Palaiologos conducted that poll.
We asked the question about whether or not Mitt Romney's involvement in passing health care in Massachusetts would hurt his electability, and people overwhelmingly said it would have no effect. That was an important finding for us because the general consensus is that his position on health care will hurt him. But when we asked the question, 53% said no effect.
And this is even though Palaiologos found that most likely voters in the New Hampshire Republican primary oppose the national health care law.
What they were saying in the poll is that they thought that national health care should either be repealed or modified. So they're making a distinction in New Hampshire between what Romney did and Romney's high popularity there and not blaming him for Massachusetts health care.
Palaiologos found something else surprising. For likely voters in the New Hampshire Republican primary, health care is a non-issue, overshadowed by jobs and the economy and the national debt. And what people in New Hampshire think makes a difference in who becomes the next Republican presidential candidate. New Hampshire was where John McCain made his comeback 4 years ago, and it could be even more important this year. Fergus Cullen, a former chairman of the New Hampshire Republican Party, believes that Republican caucuses in Iowa and the South Carolina primary have become the preserve of Christian fundamentalists, and therefore not so reflective of the rest of the country.
The New Hampshire electorate, I think, is more broadly representative of the Republican Party as a whole, and the fact that the New Hampshire primary is open to independents is also critical, because without independent support, you can't get elected president in a general election.
Clearly, the Romney campaign believes he needs to make today's speech in Michigan. Other candidates may well try to hammer Romney on health care. But if New Hampshire voters are any indication of what's about to come, Romney's support for universal health care in Massachusetts might well turn out to be a non-issue in the race for the Republican nomination. For WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.